Pleasure.
Neil, got to start off, a fantastic weekend for the club to regain promotion back to Super League. It must have been a fantastic feeling to see them get that promotion this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the overwhelming feeling was one of relief more than anything else. Supporting and following OKR is never simple, never has been. You know, just look at the circumstances of our relegation. And to actually get back as early as we could, I won't describe it as an anti-climax, but it's not the way we've done things. You know, it's sort of 5 wins from 5 games, and back as soon as we could be on the back of a strong league campaign and an exemplary record in the playoffs. So great to be back, and the hard work starts again.
That's something I was going to say as well there, Neil. Obviously, the win against Widnes, managing to get it out of the way there as well. 5 wins. It must have been fantastic to do it with 5 wins as well and not have to be waiting for the next couple of games to really certify your place back in Super League.
Well, it gives us a little bit of a start on one of the two of those sides as well in terms of recruitment. So I think that's, a couple of weeks head start on them. So, it's down to, 4 teams for the last 2 spots. So that helps. And, just really just take the pressure off a bit, although we've got a game Friday night against one of the sides that are in the mix there, and we don't want to be letting anybody else down by not giving it our best. We've got to protect the integrity of the competition. So I'm sure it'll be a carnival atmosphere at Craven Park, a bit of a party, but there is still some business to attend to, and we would like to go out with 7 wins if we can. You always want more, don't you?
Yeah, that's very, very true, to be fair. You always do. And I imagine, Neil, as well, obviously the celebrations at the weekend, but do you get much chance to celebrate without planning and looking forward to Super League 2018?
Yeah, Saturday, Sunday. Obviously, plenty of opportunity to do that. But start with a clear... I had an hour with Tim, actually, Sunday morning. But, and then start again with a clear head Monday. So, yeah, we're fully in the throes of looking at how we strengthen the side. I think the sort of lessons in the last 12 months have been to come back a bit stronger than we left. We've got a good support team in place, good back room. We managed to get our strongest side on the field more or less for the last month of the season. That comes down to planning and the quality of the people in the club. So I think we've got a far better infrastructure in place. We tried to replicate the 2006 model of putting the squad together that we'd go up with us. We'd like to think that the majority of those players will be giving a crack next year. I think our recruitment mid-season was pretty spot on. I think all those players have greatly enhanced and contributed to the squad. So, I think that we don't start from square one. We're sort of doing some tinkering up to bring 4 or 5 players in, but on the whole, I think we've sorted out quite a lot of the things that we needed to sort out. And although no one wants to have been relegated, I think I look back on it to some extent. It may well, in fact, have aided the longer-term benefit and health of the club.
And I was going to say as well, just the contrast emotions from this year to last year, and I suppose this one for the fans as well, because they've still travelled in strength home and away this season, and fantastic to see.
Oh, the fans are the reason we're up. Ultimately, when we went down, it was a bit of a period of self-reflection for myself and Rob, the vice chairman, corner of the club, and it was like, well, do we have the appetite to go around with this? And the groundswell of support was immediate, so there's an obligation and a responsibility to deliver that back. So the promotion back in Super League is for the fans. They've been, as you said, they've been there in numbers. There was 2,500 at Featherstone, and every game this year we've more or less out-supported the home side when we've travelled, but at home a good number of times our gate has been more than the combined numbers at the rest of the game. So, I think we've done our bit for the championship. And I suppose it was a bit of a novelty in the sense after 10 years of going to different grounds and having a fixed 3 p.m. start and winning games. So that brings its attraction. But you know, there's a serious underlying message in it all, in that we've only really repaired the damage from 12 months ago. You know, we had 10 years in Super League. So we've just got ourselves back to the start grid. So we need to build and sustain that over the next 3 years.
Yeah, I was going to say as well, because obviously with the experience of Tim Sheens at the helm as well, it's going to be an interesting one. Obviously, in terms of experience, I suppose there's no one better than Tim Sheens to be taken into Super League.
Well, I was in a sports bar on Thursday evening watching the, I think it was a Wakefield game, and it flashed up at the bottom of the screen, Tim Sheens, 7 games coach. He didn't know about it, we didn't know about it, so it sort of hit us very much late to the game, so we couldn't really do a lot to celebrate that. But again, the message there is, you know, that who's got more experience than him? Very unflappable character, meticulous in his planning, pretty well networked. So we'll obviously be looking to draw on that in the next few weeks in terms of some of the people that we bring into the club. So, yeah, the coaching staff, backroom staff's headed up by the right man, we think.
Well, certainly fantastic to see. And I was wondering as well, Neil, obviously when the fixtures come out for the 2018 season, obviously we've had a year off from the whole derby, so even more anticipation for probably the biggest derby in Super League next year.
Well, that's been a strange one. There's obviously the other side of the river being pleased to see us back. You know, we've had plenty of messages of good luck before the playoffs, and plenty of messages of congratulations now we're back. And I think everybody misses that dynamic. They probably miss beating us because they've won the last 5. You know, we've got good relations with the owners and the coach there, and so you know, we've got the joint academy. So there's a camaraderie at a certain level, but it doesn't undermine the ferocity of the rivalry at senior level. So yeah, we want to get back and do our bit.
That's very, very true, and it should be an absolutely very, very tasty one. Looking forward to that. And of course, Neil, obviously being on both sides of the sort of a relegation and promotion from Super League and to Super League, there has been some chat about formats and all the rest of it. I was wondering, what have you made of the Super 8's format as a whole?
Well, on the short-term basis, for the entertainment value it brings, it's great. For longevity and for sustainability for developing clubs and competitions, it remains horrendous. I said last year when we were relegated, we take our medicine. I don't like it, but I'm not going to moan about it because the whole system was endorsed. It was endorsed on the knife edge, if you remember. You know, it was a 7-6 split voted within the Super League clubs. So, you know, it was never a competition that was mandated on the strong platform, but it's there. It has its positives. It's great for viewing. But you know, it doesn't help with the long-term sustainability and planning for clubs. So my hope, I don't know whether hope will translate to expectation, is that the game does look at how we can tinker with this without losing some of the excitement and enjoyment of it, I suppose.